Cheltenham with the lowdown on the track for racing at Moonee Valley tonight. Look, Dean Lester joins us. How are you, Dean?
Oh, my thanks, Nard.
So we've got a meeting at the Valley with the rail out tonight, so obviously it's going to be a benefit to be close to the inside.
Oh, I would think so, and yeah, it's a good drying day, so yeah, as it firms up and with the rail out, it's always an advantage to be up on pace at the Valley.
Okay, well, let's have a look at the program. Race number one is over 1,200. You can take out runners 4, 11 and 12. We've got number 3, Kaplamich, at $6, $7 for Rich Itch. Still Invincible's a first starter for Tony McAvoy. It's favourite at $4. Virtual Insanity is at $4.20. Leanne at $7.50 and Persuader is at $7.50.
Yeah, it's a terrific maiden, but I do think numbers 6 and 7 are the key runners. Still Invincible, a first starter. Tony McAvoy actually accepted for a strong three-year-old race last Friday night at the Valley. Drew wide, didn't run, but he's trialled very well. He's drawn well and he's in a maiden. He's going to be hard to beat. Virtual Insanity, it's remarkable. He's still a maiden after five goes. He stakes placed on debut. He's two runs this time in. He got too far back and wide at in Adelaide, and then he ran well last start, so he's the danger. Three Kaplumpich ran well first up without much galloping room, will be a lot fitter for that run. And 9 Leanne, who was a pretty good run at Sale, and again competitive, but this is a strong maiden. 6, 7, 3, and 9.
6 from 7, 3, 9. Race 2, over 1,000 metres. You can take out 7, 12, 13, and 14. We've got number 2, Moonlight Ruby, at 6.50. Rockhard's at 6. Unshackled at 7. Seguin is at 4.20. And then we're down to La Pomme de Pen at $8.
Yeah, I think the interesting runner resuming here is number 2, Moonlight Ruby. Has only had the 5 starts, 2 wins, 2 placings. Resumes, always races well fresh. Has got form around huge action last preparation, which stacks up well for a race like this. And I think with a little claim for Ethan Brown, Moonlight Ruby can run very well to beat 4. Rockhard, who has just probably found the grade a little bit strong in the stakes races over spring thus far. He drops back to a benchmark race here, even though he's taking on the older horses. And Chris Caserta's had 3 rides on the horse for 3 wins, so he does get along very well with him. 6, Seguin, was never going to lose at Bairnsdale. This is harder, but did the job nicely there. Craig Williams takes over. And 10, La Pomme de Pin, who just fair in 2 runs this time in, but recent trial since her last run, they rode her off the pace and she seemed to go quite well, so maybe a quieter ride might be what she's looking for. But I thought Moonlight Ruby was a bit of value here. 2, 4, 6 and 10.
So we go 2 from 4, 6 and 10. Now to race number 3, and this is over 2,040. Take out runners 8, 10, 13 and also 14. We've got number 4, Miss Cool and Gadda at 3.60, 9.50 just rolling. Open the hatch at 2.70. Sydney Blue now under $7.50.
Yeah, an interesting race. Open the hatch is, I think, the one to beat. Has been racing really well and looks well placed here to break through for another win. The dangers for Miss Cool and Gadda, who jumped up to 1,600 last start, ran well, now jumps again to 2,040. Two pretty big leaps in trip, but handled the first one well, and I think she's going well enough to suggest she'll run well here. Above Authorities, working up to form, might need one more, but looks competitive. And Sydney Blue's got a chance, the three-year-old. I thought he'd just probably roll forward, and as we mentioned, being up on the pace, it will be no disadvantage tonight. But Open the Hatch is the one to beat. 7 from 4, 5 and 9.
7, 4, 5 and 9. We go to race 4. This is one of the 9.55 metre races, and you can take out runners 6 and 9. Number 1, Prezzato, 3.80. 2.30 for Written Choice favourite. Heart Conquered at 6. And then we're down to Rodden Todd at $6.
This is a really competitive race, not a big field by any means, but I'm going with 5, Written Choice. Ran well first up. He was narrowly beaten by Heart Conquered. There's a big weight turnaround there, but just more importantly, I think the barrier draw as well. He's drawn inside Heart Conquered. In saying that, I don't think there's a lot between them. Heart Conquered came back first start as a gelding to beat Written Choice. Prezzato, he's been too keen in his first 2 runs this time in. He over-raced and was playing at Bendigo. If he finds his right form, he can win. And Diamond Oasis turned the clock back a bit last start, ran very well, and the horse that beat him at Bendigo, Holy Blade, has since won a stakes race in Adelaide, might be next best. But, yeah, competitive little race, 5, 7, 1 and 2.
5, 7, 1 and 2. Race number 5, first leg of the quaddie over 1,200. Take out runners 1, 4, 6 and also 14. Here we've got number 9, Morrissey, at 3.50, 9.50, All the Spritz. Interim is at $2.90, Miss Skeptical at 7, and 7.50, Our Sea Goddess.
Yeah, a bit of a clash between horses that are established at this level, and then you've got the promising lightly raced horses just basically off maiden wins. I'm going with the up and comers. I'm with 11 Interam, who I thought ran well on debut and then quickly got the first win out of the way at Mildura, recorded reasonable figures. I think you can get a great run from the draw. Morrissey was really good the way it let go late at Tatura and won by a big margin. I think can measure up here. 13 Our Sea Goddess is a real query. First start in Australia, New Zealand maiden winner and trialled well recently at Flemington, and 8 Tusker Brooks got an awkward draw to contend with, but I thought the first up run had merit and she very rarely runs poorly. I think she's somewhere in the mix. 11, 9, 13 and 8.
11 from 9, 13, 8. We go to race 6. You can take out 7, 12, 13 and also 14. We've got number 3 Outer Stella at $3.40. Phil the Flute at $2.40. Then you're down to Weekend Escape at $9.50.
I'm going to go with Elder Stella, who ran in the Holy Blade race in Adelaide last start. So it's got a significant class drop. Will be fitter for that run. Gets a great run from the draw. The same day, Phil the Flute was impressive, winning at Morpheville. And Georgia Cartwright's riding up a storm at the moment. Gets the claim. Looks a good chance. 11, Lee Labadee's on the backup from last Saturday at Mornington. Was an even run there and gets the senior rider and Brian Park. And 10, Weekend Escape, who pulled up with issues last start. Previous runs had been really consistent. Could probably bounce back here. But I think the two horses coming off recent racing in Adelaide are the key runners, 3 and 4. 3, 4, 11 and 10.
3, 4, 11, 10. Race 7 over 1,600 metres. Takeouts runners 9, 12, 13 and also 14. We've got number 2, Strike Force at $9.50. 4, Muhammad Demas at 5. $5 for See Me Fly. Fry Fox at $3.70 and Realised Potential is at $6.
Yeah, you've got a lot of different form lines here to deal with. I think Royal Ace is going better than his last two runs would suggest, and I think he's a real chance of bouncing back here. Number 8 from 5, Spider, who will be up on the speed. Will give a good sight for a long way. Hasn't won for a while, but certainly racing well enough to be competitive. 2, Strike Force, a little bit plain last start, but the previous win here at the track and distance was sound. And 11, Realised Potential, down from New South Wales, going to get a great run just behind the speed here, and certainly recent form would suggest it will be competitive, but looks the open leg of the quaddie. 8, 5, 2 and 11.
8, 5, 2, 11, and then over to race 8. The last takeout runners, 4, 9, 13 and the 14. Number 1, Desidero at $7.50, 9, Silent Command, $4.40 Rebellious Lord, $5 for Bad Wolf, Double the Magic at 4 and All Hardwood is at $4.60.
Yeah, I like Rebellious Lord. I thought he was shaping up towards a win. They put the blinkers on last start and then went back from the start at Flemington, and he just found no end of trouble. Did a good job to finish midfield, really. I just think more proactive ride here with the senior rider in Jamie Mott. And, you know, he's drawn wide. I think he can go forward and roll up and be handy, and I think it'll win the last. The Dangers, Silent Command, fitter for one run in. Good record at this distance. 10, Double the Magic's working up to form. Both runs in have been encouraging. And maybe 12, All Hardwood, who should have gone very close at Mornington first up, has got a chance here. But with Rebellious Lord, 5, 3, 10, 12.
5, 3, 10 and 12. What's your best roughy quaddie in your play of the day?
I'm going to go with the last Nards as the best. Race 8, number 5, Rebellious Lord. Best value each way, race 2, number 2, Moonlight Ruby. Quaddie, first leg 9, 11, 13. Second leg 3, 4, 11. Third leg 2, 4, 5, 8, 11. And the last leg 3, 5, 10, 12. Play of the day, I quite like the first race. I think the winning chances are numbers 6 and 7. Take a trifecta with numbers 6 and 7 to win. Numbers 3, 6, 7, 8 and 9 for second and third.
Okay, Dean, thanks for that.